Back of Mila, third Mishnah. Nosen loy pruta. Somebody gave somebody else a pruta. Va'amaloy. Heavy the bechetzi neiros the chetzi psilas. So half a pruta should use for buying neiros and half for buying wicks, candles and half for wicks. Va'olav heavily bekula neiros of bekula psilas. And instead of buying half wicks and half candles, he used all the money, an entire pruta for neiros or the full amount for the wicks. Asher amaloy heavily bekula neiros of bekula psilas. He said, give me a pruta worth of either neiros or psilas. So the kids of the shliach changed what he was supposed to do. Instead of getting a full pruta's worth of one of the two, he got half of each. Shneim lo moalu. They both were not over the isra mila. The mashalev wasn't over because the shliach didn't do what he said, and the shliach does not moil because the maisa he changed the shliach's and only half a pruta. And if the change was only half a pruta, then his personal responsibility for the mila was only in half a pruta, and there's no korban mila and less than a pruta. He told him, get me candles from such a place, half of the value of this coin, from candles in one place and half the value of this coin, wicks in another place. And the shliach switched everything around. He got the candles from where the psilas were supposed to be, and the psilas from where the candles were supposed to be. Wicks from where the candles are supposed to be. Shliach moel. Since he changed everything, so the shliach really did the full meila over here. We have to say that it's talking about some type of kepeda taken from one place or the other one. And therefore, it's considered that he changed the shlichus. And since he changed in the sum total of the pruta, the shliach has to bring the korban meila.